Testing connected to the former Army tank farm in Haines found what investigators say is a surprising amount of underground contamination at Tanani Point Beach. People have known for decades about traces of contamination in the water that seeps from the ground to the surface of the beach. But recent testing appears to answer the question of where exactly those pollutants come from. I'm standing here on Lutak Road, about 4 miles out of town. To my left is the old Haines tank farm, which has about a 7-foot-tall fence blocking it off from the public. And on my right is Tanani Point Beach. Both of these areas are contaminated, but only one of them, the beach, is open to the public.
We didn't expect to find this contamination, probably as much as we saw out on the beach.
Arden Bailey works for Northwind, one of the contractors testing the tank farm soil and groundwater for contamination. He gave a presentation at a recent Restoration Advisory Board meeting. That's the local group the Army Corps of Engineers updates as it works toward environmental restoration. The contamination at the former fuel depot is decades old, from when the U.S. military operated the Haines-Fairbanks pipeline during the Cold War without much environmental oversight. The fuel terminal was shut down in 1971. Over the years, there have been a series of attempts to clean it up. Right now, the Army Corps is working towards what it hopes will be a final remedy. The investigation to map the contamination is moving into its third summer. Tanani Point Beach was first mentioned at the recent meeting by Luke Williams, who works for the Chilkoot Indian Association.
I went down there on the low tide because I like to look for crab and stuff, whatever like that, and there was a very, very strong odor of like a 55-gallon drum of diesel spilt or something there, because it was very, very strong.
The smell could have come from seep water on the beach. For years, the Army has tested the water that rises from underground to the surface, also called seep. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Anne-Marie Palmieri says tests show that water has low levels of diesel range organics. According to DEC standards, those levels don't pose a risk to humans.
I wouldn't say that it is a risk to humans to come into contact with it because the levels are so low. But, you know, at the same time, I wouldn't encourage people to play in that.
The levels of contamination in the seep water haven't changed, but the understanding of where that contamination comes from has. Palmieri says she and others thought it stemmed from an old burn pit right above the beach. But the burn pit was cleaned up in 2004, and the traces of diesel in the seep water didn't dissipate. So where was that contamination coming from?
You have the contamination in the tank farm. It goes through a really narrow channel before it then spreads out at the beach. And we didn't expect to find maybe as much as we did across the road.
Bailey explained that based on Northwind's testing, the contamination moved from the tank farm's administration area underground across the road to the beach. Palmieri says that solves a mystery.
To know that there's this other source for that contamination in the seep water is really wonderful to know that, okay, it wasn't the burn pit. We cleaned up the burn pit, but there's this other source. There's something that we can address to keep this from continuing to migrate.
The surprise of the underground contamination at Tanani Beach has prompted Northwind to put more focus on that area during their testing this summer. There are also plans to conduct more testing along the beach around the old fuel terminal dock and the Lutak burn pit. Then, the Army Corps' contractors will take the 3 years of data they've gathered and draw up a remedial investigation report. The report will include information about what kind of risk the contamination at the tank farm and neighboring beaches might pose to people and animals who frequent the area. After that, it will probably take years to reach a final cleanup. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.